Down to Business on Newstalk.
Thanks to Bank of Ireland, helping you deal with the business of Brexit.
Throughout last year, I spoke to John Moran of SME Recovery about the crisis small business was thrown into in the pandemic. Recently, John, who's a former Secretary General at the Department of Finance, has had an interesting proposal around the much maligned vulture funds. John, welcome to the programme. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Bobby. Thanks a million for having me on again. I guess we've still got companies suffering out there, but there are other problems as well to be solved.
Yeah, we'll come to that in a second, John. But can I ask you about the vulture funds and indeed, I suppose, the amount of mortgages that are actually in long-term arrears? Can you set the landscape out for us first and then we'll talk about the problem?
Yeah, so I suppose it's really important that we've basically been dealing or not dealing with this problem for about 10 years now. We at one stage had mortgage arrears of like 100,000 or more people, but inevitably as the economy recovered, it stabilized and it sort of stabilized around a hard core of people that were in mortgage arrears trouble of about 25,000, of which about 5,000 frankly, it's 10 years since they made payments on their mortgages, and yet they still live in this limbo land with the bank not knowing where they get the house or the vulture fund or whatever. And it's a finite problem now. That's really what
okay.
I guess.
So ultimately, if I'm a mortgage holder and I don't pay my mortgage, I'm surely going to lose my home, or that's the road that I, unfortunately may have chosen to go down. It may not be today, it may not be next year, but ultimately that's the end game, is it not?
Well, I mean, in a system like ours, I mean, and we've all talked about affordability of houses and everything else for new buyers, and these are all interconnected issues. The lower mortgage payments are for people, the more affordable their homes are. And yet, you're old enough like me to remember that, back in the 70s, the 80s, 90s, when people stopped paying their mortgages, they lost their house, which meant that it and your rent were the very first things you paid. You paid them before credit card bills and everything else. And that meant the interest rate was low. So we've had this very uncertain position in Ireland because we feel a sympathy for the people that ran into problems during the last crisis and wanted to stay in their homes, but yet it has a knock-on impact. And so that's why we need to really act and solve to take them off the field, so to speak, and find a solution for them.
And what about if I'm a mortgage holder and I'm paying my mortgage, what difference does it make to me if that mortgage or that loan is owned by a vulture fund or by a regular pension fund? What's the difference to the end user?
At some level, it doesn't make a difference, except that when we had to try and deal with this situation back in 2012 or 13, when the government couldn't afford to borrow itself, we had to get these mortgages someplace to clear out the banks and solve the banks. And that's still going on. But the problem with hedge funds is that they typically only have a 6 or 7 year life. So we're moving a 30-year or 20-year mortgage into a business that's getting rid of it again in another 5 or 7 years. And that's why we kind of need to find long solutions for this. But when mortgages aren't the first debt that you pay, when they're not safe for investors, then pension funds and insurance companies aren't able to buy those loans. And that's where the government needs to act to find a solution.
So your proposal per se then is that if you don't pay your mortgage, the government decides if it'll help you basically pay the interest and then you pay some form of rent to the government. Is that loosely what you're suggesting?
I mean, people that can't afford to stay in their homes, the government has a responsibility. We all have a responsibility to provide housing for them. And of course, we're short of social housing at the moment. I mean, we said Bill Moore about 5 or 6 years ago, it hasn't happened. So what I'm saying is that what the government needs to do here, and the clock is ticking, is it needs to intervene to provide for these people to be housed. And the cheapest way of doing that today, because interest rates are at rock bottom, is for the government to basically guarantee the interest. It's not to say pay it, because if people can afford to pay it, they should pay it. But the government kind of guarantees the interest for the people. It's almost like a second sort of, NAMA. It takes all those loans over to the side. And the government decides then, not the courts, not the vulture fund. The government decides, do you deserve to stay in that house? or actually should you be housed somewhere else in the social housing network?
And then you enter the whole realm of moral hazard, and I've been barely making ends meet and paying my mortgage for the last 10 years.
The government decides this all the time, and when they make payments to people that lose their jobs, they decide are they actually genuinely trying to find a job or not. So they're very well equipped to make those decisions. The important thing is that with this intervention, what it means is that we can, in the financial markets, then you can tap into insurance companies and people that have funds for long periods for them to actually buy. And there's a couple of sales coming up in the new year with AIB, and some of the banks are selling and they're talking about doing ethical sales to long-dated financing. And these are really important to watch out. I mean, I'm involved in trying to find the solution for one. And we can try and find a way to get those into a long home forever and ever, then these people can find a solution. And more importantly, what that does is it takes all of these problems, which have been forgotten about for a couple of years, off the table so that we can look at the ones that are coming through now in COVID, because we need to find more solutions for them as well. And I think the government have kind of forgotten about this problem because it hasn't really been on the front page of the papers.
Yeah, and we're probably going to have a second wave of mortgage arrears, etc. That's going to come in on top of this. That'll be current when we haven't even dealt with the old ones.
We know from the last time, the important thing is to get ahead of these problems, not to wait till they land. And the solution is so much easier now than it was 8 years ago, because interest rates are so low that the cost of the government intervention for 250,000 or for 25,000 people may only, it's still a lot of money, but it's 150 million or 200 million. It's not in the billions. So there is a solution there, and it just needs cross-departmental work and somebody to lead it to drive it forward.
Okay. Finally, John, can I ask you, we're in a third lockdown. The effect on the small business economy out there. Lots of businesses now closed. Lots of businesses, will they be able to take a third lockdown?
I mean, look, I've always been very worried about 2021, because I think some parts of the economy will recover quickly and many others will have been so weakened during 2020 that it may not be clear. I heard Duncan earlier talking about the impact on small businesses as well. And I suppose the most important thing is that we realize that this is almost like a virus that's mutating. The businesses that we're trying to help now are not in the same condition they were in earlier in the middle of 2019. They're much weaker. And so it may be that the solutions need to be different, and the government needs to be analysing that, because we don't want to wake up out of this crisis and find our, you know, shops all gone. I mean, already I walk the streets of Limerick here and you see to let signs up in lots of businesses that weren't there 12 months ago. So yeah, anyone who thinks it's not happening and not serious is sort of, you know.
Yeah, it definitely is. Well, listen, John, always a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks for your analysis as always. And we wish you well for 2021.